Over lunch one day in Nashville, this country superstar was telling his songwriter friend Jim McBride about he once had this old Dodge van and he would drive down to Florida for shows, play 5 or 6 sets a night. By the time he paid the band, bought gas, he wouldn't make any money. Then he'd go to Arkansas the next weekend and do the same thing. He told him the story how he was whining that he couldn't get a record deal, but other people would get off a bus and come down to Music Row and get a record deal just like that. Well, at that moment, his friend remembered a song idea that he had about 2 years earlier, but never did anything with it. Well, the story the singer was telling him sounded exactly like a line from that song. Well, the story and Jim McBride's original idea became the first song they wrote together. It became Alan Jackson's first number one song. The title was the line McBride had been saving. That's the story behind the song, Chasing That Neon Rainbow.